Well, you think it's easy being in the NFL? It is not. We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the newest Eagle, Jerome Kuplin III, who was promoted by the Eagles to the 53-man roster off the Detroit Lions practice squad. And welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
But the story with you is it's going to be what you do from this point on. But I want to talk about what you've done to this point since signing with the Lions as an undrafted rookie. What a rookie season. Detroit?
Yep.
Buffalo?
Yep.
Back to Detroit and to Philadelphia?
Yes, sir.
So do you have more than – I mean, how big is your travel bag at this point? Is it this big, this big, this big?
I actually bought a teammate's travel bag this time, so I plan to be here a little longer than last time.
It's crazy, though. You really learn about the business of the NFL. It's not – you're not here for long.
No, definitely. You know, you could jump, move, and it's a lot of times it's things you can't even control, you know, things you have no power of. And, you know, I'm just a young guy learning that early.
It's great. It's a great experience, and you've done a great job first making it to the NFL from William & Mary. It's a big jump. What was the key for you being impressive in the summer to the Detroit Lions?
Just showing my progression every day. Just showing them, you know, I'm working hard, you know, become the best player I can be, grasping the scheme, you know, and trying to make plays as best I can.
What was it like going from the end of your college football career through, you know, the draft process? I know that you had some really impressive numbers at pro days. I guess every minute you're trying to just catch somebody's eye, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a grind. Chip Smith, the guy who I worked out with down in Duluth, Georgia, he told me, you know, from this point to the end of your rookie year, you know, it's going to be a constant grind. You know, you're not going to never really have that time to, you know, take a break because you're either, you know, you're working out or you're going on visits or, you know, you're working out for somebody. And then, you know, you have the draft process and that pretty much goes right into rookie minicamp, which goes right into OTAs, which, you know, then you get a little small window in the summer, but, you know, you're still trying to work out, you know, to stay in shape. So, and then you have camp, you know, which is a grind. You have the season, which is, you know, a lot longer than the college season, of course, you know. My school is done right now,
So
usually, you know, I'm done around this time. But, you know, it's definitely a learning experience, you know, from start to finish, you know, and it's just going to help me, you know, later on.
Do you have a sense of how different things are run day-to-day from Detroit to Buffalo and even day one in Philadelphia?
Yeah, definitely. The day is ran by how they play. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is quick. Everything is from boom, 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 boom. Detroit was kind of like that, but, you know, there are differences, you know, being different places. But, you know, I can definitely see, you know.
Oh, so it's faster?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You see it's faster?
I mean, come on now. You watch them play in games.
Oh, hey, I'm with you, man. I mean, we see Chip Kelly. He moves boom, 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 boom. He's all over the place. You got to catch up to that pace. How do you feel like the next 3 weeks into the playoffs, you know, what kind of goals do you have?
My goal is just, you know, to come in and help, you know, whatever way I may be. Whether that's being contributing on defense, you know, whether that's being on all the special teams, you know, learning whatever they need me to learn as fast as I can so that I can, you know, be the best player I can be on the field. Because until I learn it, you know, I can't really show, you know, what I can do. Because then, you know, the more you think, you know, the slower you react, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, just, you know, getting myself to where they need me to be so that I can contribute. And whatever may that be, that might be this game, that might be in 2 weeks, that might be in the 19th playoffs, you know, I don't know. But, you know, just come with a clear mind, you know, and just see what happens.
Jerome, how different was the game initially, the tempo of the game from William & Mary to, you know, NFL training camp and then NFL regular season?
I mean, honestly, being at William & Mary, we played pretty much every game, no huddle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, teams who played against us, you know, a lot of time were more huddle. So I was used to that, you know, going to, you know, the Lions, you know, being a huddle team again. You know, that was something I had to get used to doing again. Of course, you know, just practice to, you know, preseason to game, you know, there are different levels, you know, the speed is different, faster. But, you know, one thing, you know, that the best did, and the Lions told me, you know, is, you know, you don't want to notice the big difference in the speed mentally, not physically. You know, that's going to be the big jump, you know, and the faster you can catch on mentally, you know, the faster physically will show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that definitely was the big difference, you know. You know, you got all these teams who are making these checks calls real quick, and, you know, you got to make your check and call real quick. You know, a play might change, you know, real quick because of a motion or a shift, you know. So that stuff, you know, is a little more done in the league than it is in college. You know, my college blessed me with, you know, doing multiple things, so that does help me a lot. But at the same time, you know, the NFL is the NFL.
For Eagles fans who don't know much about your game, describe what they can expect to see over the rest of the season, throughout the offseason, next year, and years to come.
And a guy that's going to hustle, going to make tackles, you know. You might see a couple big hits here and there. A guy who's going to play the ball and, you know, just do the best I can to, you know, help us win.
6'2", 215?
Roughly, yeah.
Did anybody ever talk about playing linebacker the way the size is these days in the NFL?
No. Funny thing is, in college, you know, they kind of threatened it when I first got to college. That, you know, they might move me. You know, and I worked on my games, you know, allowed them to keep me at that size, but at the same time, allowed me to still play at safety. I actually wasn't this big in college. Towards my latter years, my junior, senior year, I was. But, you know, come out of high school, I was 6'1", 183, so okay. A lot more skinnier.
Well, hey, man, welcome.
Thank you.
Jerome Couplin III in Philadelphia. We thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.